listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. As weather conditions ease, the CFA is pulling the plug on the fire danger period in several areas today. Here's Andrew Shaw with more.
As of 1 a.m. this morning, the fire danger period is wrapped up across the city of Greater Bendigo, Mount Alexander Shire, Central Goldfields Shire and Macedon Ranges Shire areas. The CFA says it's a good opportunity for landowners to clean up their properties through burn-offs before the winter sets in. But they say it's still vital to keep an eye on the weather conditions on the day and register them so fire crews don't respond unnecessarily. Landowners can register those burn-offs at firepermits.vic.gov.au or call 1800 668 511.
Police in Bendigo are seeking the public's help following a single vehicle crash. It's believed the white LDV ute lost control and veered off the road along Station Street in Kangaroo Flat at about 8:30 a.m. last Wednesday. Investigators wish to speak to a passerby who assisted the driver after the crash or any other witnesses to the incident. Anybody with information is urged to contact Crime Stoppers. Mildura City Council is beginning the rollout of its new glass bins. About 2,500 purple-littered bins are being delivered daily, with the rollout expected to be complete by the end of the month. It comes as the Victorian government aims to divert 20,000 tonnes of glass from landfill by 2030. And briefly, member for Northern Victoria Georgie Purcell has found herself banned from all duck hunting wetlands statewide after entering the Johnson Swamp in Kerrang without a permit. In basketball, it was a weekend of back-to-back victories for the Bendigo Braves men and women in the NBL 1 South competition. The women defeated Geelong United by 19 points on Friday night and the Casey Cavaliers by 30 on Sunday, while the Braves men beat Geelong by 7 points and Casey by 2.